Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Main event, Nicholas Jalmerson joined up here at the radio booth. I'm just going to send it on over to John and Troy.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. Nicholas, great to see you, man. You look like you could put the gear back on and play another 10 years, but what has this night meant to you?
Oh, it's just great to be back. Like I said, I got the family here too as well, so it's nice to kind of say a proper goodbye, you know.
This is just hello to the next phase of your life. It's not a proper goodbye. It's a hello.
Yeah, but I'm moving back to Sweden in a couple months, so I probably won't be here, you know, too often. But
have you been here in Chicago?
Yeah, I've been here since Monday, but I live in Scottsdale now, so we're moving back after.
You're one of those guys that moved out to the hot weather and you liked it. You wanted to stay out there.
No, that's why I'm moving to Sweden. I don't.
You like that midnight sun, don't you?
I like the seasons too. It's just warm there.
What have you been doing, you know, with yourself as far as with your time off now that you're not playing?
You know, spend as much time as I can with my kids. And
now, how what do you have, and how old are they now? Give me a little
turning
detail
eight and five.
They are not.
Yeah, they're getting up there. And then I signed myself up for a marathon a couple months ago, so I ran that a week or two ago, which was a new experience. I managed
You're
to do it, but that was
out in the desert.
That was not too much fun.
A full marathon?
Yeah, it was a little longer than I expected.
26.2 miles.
Once you realize that you have to come back as far as you went out, you're in trouble.
Mean, I thought I was done after 26, but then it was 0.2 left.
Nicholas, if you can, share some memories. The Blackhawk fans are listening here. They're all wondering, you know, what Nicholas remembers about the great run. And there's so many memories in the three Stanley Cups and all the playoff games and all the regular season games. But share some of your more poignant memories, if you can.
I don't think I'd say a specific memory. I think now when you've got some distance, when you've retired and you've reflected a lot and thought about what actually happened here, the years that I played here, was just the group of guys we had, the guys that we had for all the three cups, what type of character guys they were, and how we held each other accountable and pushed each other, and you know, be able to get three cups together. That's something very rare, and that I'm very, very proud of to be a part of. And we're always gonna have a special connection, you know, with those guys. Like I said, the atmosphere as well. You know, the anthem. You know, hearing it again, it's pretty cool. And just the people and living in Chicago, it's been a great 10 years, that's for sure.
Oh, I mean, the time that you had here, and we've been talking about, obviously, with Keith returning here and your special night here, you know, how much energy is in the building, because, you know, the fans remember the three Stanley Cups in those years that you had. And John and I were talking about, and, you know, you always had a smile on your face away from the rink and all this kind of stuff. And I asked John, I said, what was the most mad that you saw Nicholas in a Blackhawks uniform? If you could pick one moment, the maddest you have ever been, what would it be?
That was probably the goal, disallowed goal.
There it is.
That's exactly what we're talking. I've never seen you so mad.
I'm just happy I didn't actually throw the stick and maybe accidentally hit someone in the crowd or
I mean, you normally were really level-headed, and that was the one time that it just got away from you. It just got, the emotions were there, it got away from you.
But somewhere in the back of my head, I know it was too good to be true, because I don't really score a lot of goals or big goals, so I kind of expected something that was wrong. And then we had Siebes in, trust in Siebes to finish the whole thing. So I'm just glad we won the game.
Is there any interest for you to get back in the game of hockey? Maybe even back home in Sweden.
I feel very comfortable with not playing on the ice, but you know, I love the game. I love the sport. I think it's a, I think it's the best sport in the world. And maybe when I move back home, I might get into some type of coaching or whatever type of role that might be. But you know, I love hockey. It's the best sport in the world for me.
If I'm Kyle Davidson, John, agree with me on this or not, but if I'm Kyle Davidson, I make a phone call and I say, hey, will you be our European Swedish scout? Would you be interested in that?
Yeah, maybe later in life, you know.
Yeah,
like,
I just want to take a little time off.
And I want to stay close to home, you know. I'm kind of done with the traveling a lot, and I don't know how much scouts travel, but I would assume they travel quite a bit, and That's a part of my life that I want to try to not do too much of anymore.
You'd have to make about 4 trips to the north part of Sweden in Örnsköldsvik, where all the real hockey players come from, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's a very, very tall or long country, so that's a heck of a drive.
You don't want to be doing that.
No, not within the next few years.
When you went out to Arizona, and I know it was a difficult moment for you, you know, leaving the Blackhawks, what was it like out there for you? Different atmosphere, the expectations are so different.
It was very different. Just being used to playing in the team that we had and kind of the expectation that we had on ourselves and stuff like that. You know, we tried winning every single game, but it was a different situation there, and took me a while to get used to. But at the same time, now when I'm done with my career, I kind of happy that I experienced to play hockey in the desert. You know, I've never thought about that growing up where I'm from, back home in the middle of the woods.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, playing NHL hockey in the desert, and my kids can be a part of their life, you know, young life, going in school in Scottsdale, and the, you know, cactuses everywhere, you know. So it's a pretty cool experience.
Do the kids know who you are as a hockey player?
No, I don't think so. No, eventually they might figure it out, but I don't think so right now. They just
you're just dad.
Especially my older one is happy that I'm not playing anymore, because he was used to seeing me with some bruises here and there, and, you know, wrestling and stuff, and all of a sudden I was like, ow! And he's like, oh, sorry, did I hurt you? And, like, pretending that it didn't hurt. And so he's kind of happy that I'm feeling good.
Which was the hardest shot that you blocked in the NHL? Which hurt the most? I know there was a lot.
By far, when I was in Arizona, I broke my ankle here, so that was the one by far that was.
Who shot that puck?
Eric Johnson in Colorado.
Yeah,
that was a bad one.
When you're sitting here, and this goes back to the heyday and the great rivalry with the Nashville Predators, you got Shea Weber teeing it up for a one-timer, and you're the only guy in between you and the goaltender. Like, what possesses you to stand in the middle of that?
Well, it depends on. I don't sure.
I mean, are you all there?
No,
when you want to stand in front of a 105 mile an hour slap shot.
I wasn't the worst guy. The guy that was actually worse with that was Sokol.
Brett Sokol.
Well, we've talked about that. That he was your mentor in that area.
Yeah, he was. When we had, I never forget about this. We were in Nashville and we were playing against Nashville, and he was like yelling, I want Weber on the ice. So it's okay.
You said have him. You remember Soaps would come in and he'd have a different pair of gloves for penalty killing.
He
padded the gloves for penalty killing. Did you ever do something like that?
He
after
was a tough guy. No.
You didn't cheat on the blocking side of it?
No, not really. I kind of had the basic gear going.
Well, Hammer, we could talk all night with you and reminisce. It was great to see you. You look like a stud. You look like you're ready to get back. And it's just we're so happy that you could join us here up here in the booth. And please don't be a stranger. Great night that you were honored here by the Blackhawks organization.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a It's a blast to be here. I love this place. I love United Center and the people here in the city.
You're loved right back.
We love you.
That's
we love
right.
you. You've been a true Blackhawk through and through, and my admiration for you, it goes very deep.
I appreciate that. I really do. Yeah. Thank you.
Hammer time. Nicholas Jalmerson has been our guest here in the intermission.
We certainly missed that.